Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I got Carol Ann back tonight, and happy spring. All right, we'll get the show started. I'll say hi to Carol Ann, bring her on.
Hello there.
Hello, welcome back. Thank you for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me back after I fell asleep the last time. So sorry to all your guests. Your audience, and to yourself.
You're forgiven.
Oh, thank you. You're so gracious, Kelly Jo.
Well, I guess we'll start the night. So we'll start with 2 and 2. Hi, 2 and 2. Where are you from? What's your name? What's your question?
Yes. Hi, this is Bryn from New York City. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
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 Okay, so my question is, March was kind of very difficult for me. I was in a kind of semi, I want to say, dark night and feeling like there was a void and I couldn't really see ahead, but I feel April is going to be a little more clear for me in terms of me knowing more about my life path or my gifts coming back a bit. So I just want to get some commentary on that or if I'm on the right track when saying that.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay, so Bryn, thanks for being with us tonight and thanks for sharing that. You're not alone in the dark night of the soul. I think quite a few of us are going through this period. And it's kind of seasonal as well, if you notice.
Right, exactly.
We're coming out of winter into spring now. And your gifts are whatever you decide that they are. You don't have to be given them. You already have them.
Right.
So it's more a question of unveiling. And I do get a very psychic connection, like almost a mentalist kind of feeling with you. Like third eye to third eye kind of feeling.
Okay.
And I do feel very creative with that. So I don't know if it's a book, a painting, but
I did painting.
Oh, okay.
The
painting, there's a particular painting, and what I'm seeing is peacock kind of colors in it. I don't know why I'm saying that, but it's a very healing piece of work that is going to work for a lot of people. So
You
go, girl, because I think you've got a lot of things coming up for you. I'll hand it over to Kelly Jo. She's the master. Let's see what she says. Thanks, Bryn.
Okay.
Well, I do see you opening up and being more, feeling better. And it's, I hear new. So you got new beginnings coming to you. So say yes to everything, and you're going to get out of your funk. But the painting, like she said, it'll be very healing and energetic and you might be able to even sell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, 205. Hello, 205. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Kelly. Thank you. Both you and Caroline for taking my call. My name is Patricia. My question is, what do you two see for me in the next 60 days in regards to work contract. I have contract work in a medical profession. And love, please, and thank you.
Well, I do see a contract coming through. Do you work with hospitals?
Yes, I do hospital facilities.
Yeah, because
and
there's a hospital that used to be owned by nuns that'll contact you, and you'll get a good contract out of them. And then they'll spread the word. And then you got an old client that'll come back that you did last year. So you have two big, solid contracts.
Oh, great. Yes.
So look for that to happen, and they'll be like ongoing where you step in and you check things out. You know, as far as love, you're wide open for that. So be open and pay attention, because you get your blinders on and you don't notice nothing.
I know, I'm trying. I'm trying to change that. I don't know how to change that. I'm trying.
Well,
like
I'm on task. I'm on task. You know. Hello, smile.
Yes.
If somebody opens the door, say thank you.
I'm okay. Got it. Thank you. I got it.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you.
You have to learn how to flirt a little bit. Relearn how to flirt, Patricia. You put it on the back burner. I wouldn't know how to do it either. But you sort of got to learn how to flirt a little bit. I see you like a prancing horse. You know, like you're kind of tossing your head side to side, and your front legs are going up, and you're taking another step and another step. And once you start feeling a little sassy, you get your sassy back, you'll be okay. I have an older gentleman here in spirit who is talking to me regarding you, and he's saying something about a promotion. Now, this older gentleman, I have to say, he's talking about running the numbers and a bookie. So I don't know if you would know him. I don't know if this is dad, grandpa. It's an older gentleman, at least a generation ahead, at least as old as a dad. And I feel he's talking about a bookie, and he put all his money on you, he says. If you were a racehorse, he put all his money on you, okay? Does that
I
make
love
sense?
You, Dad. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He loves you, too. So there you go, dear. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Blessings. I love
you're
you.
Welcome.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
That was a good one. I like that. Okay. 630. Hi, 630. What's your name? And what's your question and where you're from?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Well, hello, Wisconsin.
For a little while, and then I'm going to Miami. But, okay, so, Kelly Jo, I know you work on, like, murder cases, and I'm doing a documentary on a homicide case, and I want to know if the... It was all women that were involved and a few men, but the person that did the murder for hire, are the two women going to be caught or due to my documentary?
Yes.
You think so too?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you pick up around me?
Because there's a lot of a lead in to that, and it's like a lot of evidence. So, yes, it'll help culminate.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. Thank you.
And what was the other question? I'm sorry. I leapfrogged.
Just, I mean, I was just praying all day to be able to get that answer. But anything else you pick up around me? I love you. I love your show. I know you're very accurate, and I feel honored that you're even reading for me right now. So anything
else
you want to tell me?
Well, you have another opportunity that you're going to get maybe picked up by a major known radio thing, you know, like, and then get, you know, backing and paid to do it.
Yay! I love that for me. Thank
you.
So
that looks like it probably will happen. You could get an offer maybe in October, November of this year. If it don't happen this year, it'll happen by spring of 2024.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Oh, thanks, Kelly Jo. I agree with everything that you said there. It feels right. Dion, I feel there are three women. I feel that somebody's going to spill the beans on a third woman, either as a witness, an accomplice, something like that. Could be, you know, driving a car, could be getting a weapon, could be cleaning up, could be anything. But there's a third person, third woman involved, I feel. And maybe a man rots her out. So I do see that. And I do see your own podcast. If you're not doing that right now, it'll be kind of global feeling with that.
Yep.
So the world is your oyster. And, you know, I feel like it, I see the ratings for your show soaring because you really do a nice job of presenting the case, the evidence, the closure, how it happened, blah, blah, blah. I think you do a very nice job on presenting that. So people are really going to get hooked on it. So thanks for calling.
Oh my God. I love that. Thank you so much.
Well,
thank
keep
you.
Us
welcome.
Posted. All right, hon.
I will.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
Cool.
216, you go first this time. Hi, 216, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hello, this is Sharon from
Hi,
Ohio.
Sharon.
Hi, both of you. Yes, I'm going to get out of my glummy mood too, you guys. Oh, my gosh, I don't know what it is in the air the past 2 weeks. I tell you, I haven't been like this in a long time. But anyhow, it's all good. Quick question with my career. I want to know, I talked to Kelly Jo about this, I think, a week ago, or was it maybe two? I'm not real sure. There's a woman that's starting her bad attitude again towards me. Does she want me to leave? Is that her goal, to try and just treat me like that so I leave the department and go somewhere else?
So this is an on-the-job thing.
Yeah, and I love it. It's not a job, it's a career. I love my job.
Yeah, that's her MO. That's what she does. I had that.
And everybody I enjoy there except Uno.
Yeah. No, don't worry about her.
Oh,
she can't trust you.
What's that? I'm so disappointed. My job has been wonderful for 3 years.
I know, but she can't do anything. She has no power, so quit giving it to her.
No, she can't touch you.
She's the team lead.
No, she can't
do anything. It don't matter. Everybody else likes you there, so just put purple light
just
on
keep,
her. It won't hurt her.
You know,
and
be civil. Be civil.
I know, Kelly Jo, and you are so accurate.
A supervisory kind of thing or whatever. Be civil, but don't worry about it. She's jealous.
I know,
oh,
but put purple light on her and it'll transmute.
Are you kidding me? I'm rocked. I will never let her see me crack. Did you hear me? I may go home and scream in my pillow. She will never let me. I will never give her that satisfaction.
Yeah,
ever.
You're taking it too personally. You're taking it too personally. She's just a bitch.
Yeah, so just put yourself in your white light bubble like an egg bubble, and it's like Teflon. You're inside it. You can move. You can see and go, and it's like Teflon. Everything slides off. There you go.
You
Kelly
want to really
Jo,
piss her off?
So blunt,
give her a
so
little smile.
Kelly Jo, I'm taking my baby to the doctor tomorrow. She's my dog, Olive. Is she going to be okay? She seems healthy.
She feels okay to me.
She gets her annual checkup tomorrow and her shot. But she's good, isn't she? She's come a long way.
Yeah, she's healthy, happy, fine.
Good.
Yeah.
She wasn't when I got her before.
No, but she's fine now.
Perfect. All right, Kelly, I'm going to have faith in you, both of you. Just, she can't do anything to me. I believe you. She gave
me
a
if you really want to get her, turn around and smile at her. When she says something, just smile at her. Don't reply. Just give her a little quick smile.
It's so high schoolish, you guys. I'm so sorry. It is.
Well, that's
I'm going to be 60 years
where,
old. Huh?
You know, we learn everything we need to know in kindergarten. We just weren't paying attention. And it doesn't
right.
change as an adult. The same stuff.
Get to your
so,
neck. I
you know. Just give her a little smile. That'll really irk her.
You guys are so
like,
get
you know,
your neck.
You
thank
this.
You, Kelly Jo, as usual.
You
thank
guys,
you both,
you're welcome. All right.
Good
bye.
Luck to you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's a shame that people still do kindergarten bull hockey in this day and age, but
you know,
it happens a lot.
Yeah.
All right. 11111.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi, Jonah. Hello? Jonah? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Yes, Arizona. I have a quick question. Where I work right now, I've been there for the past 2 years. Just want to know.
I'm sorry. I can't understand you real well.
Can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Your promotion.
Are you going to get a promotion? I think Carolyn.
She's in Arizona. I got that.
Okay.
Are you going to get a promotion? Yes, yeah, 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was easy.
Yeah, there we go. She's done. Okay.
Okay.
Happy customer. Okay. 860. Where are you from? What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Lisa Marie, and I'm calling from Connecticut, and I'm sorry to ask this kind of question. I'm going through heck with a lawsuit for a dog bite to my face, and I'm wondering, it's final interrogatories and a thing with a judge is coming up, and I'm wondering how it's all going to go, because they're just being such jerks. My own attorneys are being jerks.
Why?
Yeah.
I really wish...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes,
finally,
we can hear you now.
Hi.
Yeah, you said you have a dog bite. Your attorneys are being jerks. What are they being jerks about?
They're just being jerks to me. I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You
know,
you hire them, you can fire their butts.
Yeah, well, it's too late in the game now. We've got interrogatories. I've got a deposition in a few weeks, and then I've got to sit with a judge, so.
But what are they doing exactly?
They want me to tell my story, and he wants me to practice with him, and I said, how do I practice the truth? And then I have to sit with a judge.
It's the delivery. It's the delivery. They want you to look... stable, less emotional, a little emotion is okay because you were injured, but they want you to get so you don't fall apart. Remember, they don't know you that well, so that's part of their job is to get you ready for this. So don't give them a hard time. They do this all the time. Just go through with it. You are going to win. That's what I get.
Am I going to win?
What do you get? Yes, you are
going
to win.
Am I going to? Well, I mean, they could give me $1 and I could win.
Well, I don't know that your medical expenses will be covered. I think it has to go further for damages, for like liability.
Yeah.
I think it has to go into something else, okay, another jury or something. But you will be awarded some damages. So, you know, maybe you won't get filthy rich, but you will certainly be compensated. Kelly Jo, what do you get?
Yeah, I'm getting that they're just trying to prepare her. They aren't being jerks. They're trying to prepare you for the deposition and to see the judge. And yes, you will get some damages for your face.
Now, remember, the other side is going to question you as well. So they're trying to get you ready. Okay, so that's all it is. It's not personal. Sure, go ahead. Sorry.
Am I going to need a heart surgery? I'm going through a lot of tests right now. Am I going to need this surgery they're talking about?
Well, we are
talking about
doctors.
A stent?
Okay.
Are they talking about a stent?
A valve replacement?
Oh. Not immediate. Not immediate. You know, you follow directions.
Okay.
You take one thing at a time. You know, you think about your doctor's advice. And but you're going to be okay.
Okay.
Nothing's
going to
stop you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Sorry, Dr. Over.
Yeah, it's going to work out for you. And you have a good doctor, and he knows what he's doing. And, yes, you will have to have a cut to the body at some point. And then you'll feel better because that's why you're all poopy.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
You know, all right. So it's going to work out.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 218. Hi, 218.
Hi.
What's your name,
thank
where
you
you're from, and mm-hmm. what's your question?
My name's Samora. I'm calling from Minnesota. My question is, when do you see me moving to Washington?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
State of Washington? From Minnesota?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say between spring and summer. I don't know if that's your final destination or if you're going to have a stopover in between. I don't know why I got Ohio. I don't know if I'm picking things up or I'm going by way of Ohio. That doesn't seem to make sense, but I don't know why I get Ohio. But it's spring and between spring and summer, I would say.
Okay.
There are flowers. There's a late spring in Washington State, and there are flowers blooming there that I can see when you arrive. So, you know, it could be May, June.
Okay.
And
okay.
You're moving on.
Yeah,
you're,
it feels like home to me.
You'll have a better life there, and you'll get a better job. And there's like
that's
a little
good.
Little town that you go to that has like a little cafe, and you'll it has more amenities that are akin to what you like to do. So you'll really, really, really enjoy it there.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm ready for some rest and spiritual healing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of places to hike and do outside things and all that, so.
Yes, yes. A lot of green waterfalls. There's an area where there's a rocky path and there's a waterfall there. It's lovely, very lovely. I think you'll feel a lot of, I want to give you the word grace. You know, spiritual grace is going to wash over you. So, sorry to interrupt you, Kelly Jo.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you
well,
so much.
Good luck. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank
good luck
you.
To you.
Okay. 856. Hello, 856.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Rose Maria from New Jersey. Either a new job or traveling, either one.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Ooh, okay. New job or traveling. Why do I want to bring up a sister or a daughter? I forget the word sister. Do you have a sister?
No.
Okay. Who is like a sister to you? Someone like a sister?
I guess my little niece.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just have a feeling of a sisterly feeling with a female. When are you going to move? Did you say where are you going to move?
That or traveling?
Oh, travel, move. Okay, move. Move would it be west from New Jersey? Going west, like towards the other coast in the middle of the country? Down a little bit
overseas.
To the west?
Overseas.
Overseas? Oh, okay. Is it Asian?
No.
No, oh, okay, I failed. Let's see. Travel, yes. For the move, yes. And I feel busyness. So I don't know if that's career. And I feel like a relationship with this younger female that feels like a sister. And relationship. Something about a relationship. So let me turn it over to Kelly Jo since I already screwed up. So let her give you a better reading than I'm doing.
Nothing's perfect then. But are you planning to, when you move overseas, you'll live there?
Yes.
And
I
see you living and dying on a foreign land. So you're going to just fall in love there and become a citizen over there.
I'm already a citizen there.
Oh, good. it.
Well, I mean, I just see you, you know, being there.
Cool. Appreciate it.
And then you're going to travel with your little niece here in the United States and foreignly. So you're going to take our neat little trips here and there.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
How do we get a hold of you, Carol Ann?
Oh, my website is carolannkarey.com, CarolannKarey.com. My show, In the Psychic Flow, is on Goldilocks Productions, YouTube, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, live on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock. And you can see me there. And if you check out my website, you can call me, text me for a reading or see what's going on. So thank you so much for asking, Kelly.
And for me, you can reach me, KellyJoePsychic.com, or just call me for a private reading, 561-333-5367. And I'm going to be on Grizzly on the Hunt tomorrow night at 7. So I'm looking forward to see you there. And then I will set up future Biscuit and Tea Mystic shows for the month of, we are in March, the month of April. So I
congratulations, Kelly Jo. That I hope that I sent you a little card. I don't know if you got it, but I wanted to let you know I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you. And I enjoyed
You're welcome.
It. It's just so much fun. And
yeah.
What is coming up for you, Carol Ann? What are you doing in your little shows?
Well, let's see. What am I doing? April 8th is our next spiritual message circle at 8 p.m. That's a Saturday night. And
okay.
We have readings by 4 or 5 of us for $20. Each person gets a reading from each one of us. And yeah, you can check out GoldilocksProductions.com and sign up for that ahead of time if you like, or you can join us at 8 o'clock. So we'll be doing that. I have a show this week, and it will be my fourth year with Goldilocks Productions and my 200th show, March 30th.
Oh, congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you have a wonderful evening, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I'll say goodnight to everybody, and we'll see you guys in the future. Thank you all.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.